Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
All right, right now here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, I'm talking with a band called Apex Predator. They're all joined with me here in the virtual Zoom room. These guys, Northwest hardcore band, and I believe you just played your first show. Is that right?
Yeah, what it do? We played our first and second shows this last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Just another gig festival. Fest Volume 3 over at Real Art, All Ages Space in Tacoma. We're going to play a couple songs here from the demo you guys recently released. But starting with Casey, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do in Apex Predator?
What's up, everybody? I'm Casey Shaw. I'm the lead vocals of Apex Predator Vocals, baby.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm Joey. I play bass and I also do backing vocals in Apex.
I'm Mateo and I play guitar and also do some backing vocals in Apex Predator.
Awesome.
Everyone. Kevin. I'm Kevin. I play guitar in Apex Predator. Nothing else.
I'm Max. I play drums in Apex Predator.
Awesome. Right on. So the name, when I first checked it out, I have an album by Napalm Death called Apex Predator Easy Meat. Is it a reference to that, or is there something else you guys got the name from? Is it like a comic book reference, or just a name you came up with?
I was watching a movie and I heard someone say Apex Predator in it. I can't remember what movie it was because I watched so many, but
yes,
I texted immediately to Casey. I was like, yo, because it was before it was called Apex. It was called Silencer, spelled wrong. And so we were like, oh, that's a good backup. But Apex hit the, we ran with it. That's the one.
Yeah. We also want everybody to know that we're the top of the food chain. So that's why we went with it.
I like that. Nice. Yeah. So, okay. Well, we're going to get in a little bit later in the podcast. We're going to talk about a podcast that you guys do where you talk a lot about movies. So we'll definitely shout that out. But I wanted to mention are you guys all Seattle? Are you guys a Seattle hardcore band, or are you guys all over Washington?
We're officially a Federal Way hardcore band.
Nice.
Yeah. Kevin is from Houston. Max is from Gig Harbor. Joey's from Olympia. Mateo's from Belfair.
Whoa, I'm from Colorado.
Joey's from Colorado. Apologies. That's just, you know,
you live by the sword, you die the Federal Way. You know what I'm saying?
It's a federal way of life.
I was actually born a Federal Way, Casey.
No way. Wow. Yeah. You know a little bit about your friends every single day.
All right. Well, we got to make support Federal Way hardcore t-shirts for you guys. That's great. Shout out to the SeaTac Mall with the carpeted
yes, sir.
Mall.
Yes. It's called the Federal Way Commons these days, right. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys released this EP. Did you guys record this yourselves, or did you guys go to a studio to do it?
We went to Phasma Mortem's lair to do it.
Ooh. Yeah, he's the homie. And it was just Casey and I who just held it down, just cooking up some old school pissed off hardcore. And yeah. Then we ended up liking it, and we got the old school pissed off hardcore guys, the most old school pissed off hardcore guys we could possibly think of. And here we are.
Yep. A bunch of kids filled with rage. That's how we found Max. He was just pissed off.
Yes. How did you guys all link up? Did you guys play in bands together before?
Or? Yeah. Max and I used to play in a band called Rat Race. And then we played in a band called Trap by Lies for a little bit. We've known Casey and Joey just from going to shows. Like, we'd see them at shows, and we've seen all of their bands respectively. Like, we've seen Joey's band Gag a bunch, and we've seen Casey's bands like Odd Man Out and the other stuff that he was in.
Lower Species.
But it wasn't until like in August of 2021, we were at a show together, and they showed us the tape, and then they asked if we wanted to join and play them. And so we said, yeah. And yeah, that's how now we're an Apex Predator. It's pretty sick.
And Kevin and I met at a fight club.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, specifically a Houston fight club.
Yeah, you're beating ass.
Already breaking the rules about it. Strip club too, but you know. Half and half.
Yeah, you know, you can't bake bread without a little bit of love.
That's so true.
I've heard them say that.
Yeah.
I think Joey's band Gag was one of the first bands that I saw out of the time of the pandemic when we couldn't see shows and whatnot at the Fun House with Caustic Wound. It's been sick show.
Oh yeah.
That was insane. I went from, you know, nobody touching each other and like being like, you know, like scared of being around each other to like people just stage diving on top of each other. I was like, all right, I guess we're in. So
that was honestly irresponsible, but I would never change it. It was dope. Front to back, just banger bands, and it was high energy the whole time. It was fire.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great show. So you guys recorded this when?
July, August.
Yeah, near the like mid to end of 2021. Then we sat on it for a little while.
So was this just a project you guys kind of brewed up during the time where you guys couldn't go out and tour and play shows and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. So my entire childhood, or not childhood, but teenagerhood, I didn't listen to Hatebreed because they had that track on LimeWire that was the fake Hatebreed track that
Jesus
got put
Christ.
Up.
No.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, yo, Hatebreed's a racist band. I don't with that. I never checked it out. And then, you know, later on found out that was just some bull somebody put up on LimeWire for some reason. And then still was just like, never really checked out Hatebreed. Then a couple years in, about a year or two ago, was like, okay, it's time for Hatebreed. And then I got obsessed with Hatebreed and couldn't stop listening to Hatebreed and just started listening to Hatebreed and nothing else. And then couldn't stop writing Hatebreed riffs.
Yeah.
And just wrote an entire like Hatebreed style demo. And then came to join and was like, hey, will you play drums for
a Hatebreed band?
For a demo that I want to write. We kind of didn't even really like plan to play shows or anything like that because we both play in so many bands. But then when we started recording the songs and started like getting the lyrics together, it was like, okay, this will be tight to,
yeah.
to do. But you forgot where my man wrote all these songs to be like 3 to 4 minutes long. And I was like, no, I'm going to shape this a little bit. Okay. You can cut some of the fat here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Joey helped me out a lot with getting them to where they need to be. And now Max, Mateo, and Kevin are helping out writing new songs too, and they're going to be really cool.
Nice. Let's talk a little bit about what got you guys personally into like hardcore music. So Casey, you just kind of mentioned, you know, what got you into this style specifically of hardcore, but starting with Kevin, why don't we start with you? What got you into like underground hardcore, whether it be punk or metal? What was your first like you know, kind of view into an underground aggressive music?
A mixture of growing up post 9/11, which is very anti-government time, mixed with skateboarding and awesome. Skate culture and everything. I mean, that was just those two things mixed together, just a perfect segue in the early 2000s into like punk and hardcore, you know, going to shows, you know, it just makes sense putting those together.
Do you remember who your first like favorite band was of like hardcore or punk?
Probably Minor Threat, Black Flag, you know, the,
okay, yeah,
the, some of the starter bad brains, of course, you know, just the some of the stuff you would see at Hot Topic on the yes. t-shirts, but are still like perfect bands to this day for the most part.
Absolutely. Mateo, what about you? What was your first, like kind of, you know, move into the world of underground music?
For sure. I was probably like 10 or 11. There was this game that I had on my old PS2 called Burnout, and the soundtrack was like, those bands like Comeback Kid and I don't know, there's like Fall Out Boy, and this kind of added on there, like kind of like teetering, like the most like heaviest band on there was like obviously like Comeback Kid, like I would guess you could say like a hardcore quote unquote band. When I got older and I started like diving into music, I had some like extended family that were into like Atreyu and Avenged Sevenfold and like just kind of like Hot Topic emo like metalcore bands. I didn't really like get into like hardcore probably until I was about a sophomore in high school. My friend got me into Turnstile super hard.
Okay.
And then from there, I remember one year at Warped Tour, I saw Knocked Loose by accident. And I think it was really just seeing that and just seeing like how bad crazy the shows can get. It really got me in. And then as I've gotten older and I've met like Max and like Casey and Joey and like all those fools, they've got me more into like older stuff, like bands that are just as old as I am. So it's been hella sick. I love it. It's definitely like one of the most like fun like music genres just ever. Like just, it's just super stoked like going to a show and just seeing like five dudes jump on one of another, or like seeing someone get KO'd because someone just playing up just music. It's insane to me and it's super sick. So that's like my favorite part about hardcore for sure. And just like what gets me into it, like what keeps me interested in it.
And Mateo, you mentioning that, I mean, it's got to be invigorating to be playing the soundtrack to these people knocking each other out. You know? I've never played in I've never actually played in a hardcore band, but I can just imagine, you know, being on stage, you know, watching people go pretty buck. It's got to be kind of like invigorating, like, holy, all right.
Yeah, it's a trip for sure. I haven't played very many shows, and the shows I played with Max, they're like somewhat big. There'd be people there, but no one would really go crazy. When we played Jag, like first in the day, it was the first time I saw someone jump up on stage with nunchucks and then stage dive off.
Oh, I've actually never seen that in 20 years of going to shows. So that's awesome.
I missed that.
Yeah. It was Pedro that did that, Casey.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. it's insane. It's a whole different experience, you know, from playing just kind of like a mellow show and some people nodding their head to like playing like going into a breakdown or a two-step part and just seeing like everyone just like jump in it, or like seeing everyone just like start like, you know, just like punching the air. It looks like, I have no other way to describe it. It's a insane experience, and it's like one of the coolest feelings in the world for sure.
Absolutely. Right on. And Joey, what about you, man? What was your first, I know I've seen your bands, you know, for years, Gag and probably other bands, that I've probably seen you play in, but, you know, what was your first, you know, kind of step into punk music or underground music?
I was like a drunk 14 year old.
Okay.
Just hanging in downtown Olympia with my friends who are like fringe punk people too. So we would just like bike around or walk around to skate around to the like venues and just see if any show was happening. And then there almost always was one. So we would just pay the cost and just go watch a band. And we found bands that we liked, and just the community around it for Olympia when I was getting into shows was dope, because like Ceremony and Lights Out and Mental Iron Age, like absolute, what I think is like the cream of the crop, thousands hardcore bands were playing, and all of the ones that I thought like suck were starting to stop. So I got way more into hardcore, and also I was already into like skateboarding and stuff like that would just teach you about like all kinds of music. So like got into that, and then like got, I guess with like harder music for like Apex Style, I was like maybe 16. I was going to play guitar in this band called Train Yard from Olympia. That was more like, it was kind of like the New York hardcore stuff, but it was like, it's, I mean, it's not really, don't go out of your way to listen to it by any means, but it's kind of, it got me into like Biohazard and like Crown of Thorns and like that. So it was, and after that, it was just like, those are like my favorite genres of music are Japanese hardcore and New York hardcore. I don't really, there's, you can get better than those two.
I think some of my favorite Olympia shows were, you know, just driving down with a couple friends and everyone pitching in for gas. And we would go to that place called the Midnight Sun.
Yeah. Deep, incredible venue.
It's, I mean, now looking back on it, it probably was not a very big room.
No, it was like, I mean, what comfortably 50 to 75 people in there, where it was like felt packed in, but then it would be way more than that. And it was just like on people playing on the ground. But like, I remember like the a normal thing at a show would be someone would get on their hands and knees and then someone would run and jump off of their back to do a stage dive there. It was just like madness.
I think Mental, Desperate Measures, Lights Out was one of the tours that, you know, those bands you mentioned. So that was,
yeah, that tour memories. Was insane. I mean, I think I have a Lights Out shirt from that show still.
Nice. And it still fits?
No, not at all.
All right.
I'm not a medium anymore.
It's a different time. Max, what about you, man? What was your first, you know, kind of step into, you know, underground music?
All right. So, my family is from LA. So in the 80s, my dad saw like all those bands like Black Flag and Minor Threat, right?
Cool.
So I kind of grew up listening to that. So I was just kind of like always listening like punk, I guess. And then as I got older, my brother Mason, he would see like Trapped Under Ice, like those types of bands. So I kind of like, I kind of like wanted to be like my older brother. So I started listening to that, but, and then I realized I do actually like it. So yeah. And then I didn't go to my first show till I was 15. I saw Turnstile and
nice.
It was a wrap.
There you go. And Casey, what about you, man?
It's crazy to think about Max and Mateo seeing like Turnstile when they're 15, you know, when we all were like already the fully grown adults when that was happening.
Also, I wanted to shout out Casey because he was my FedEx delivery guy at my work.
We used to get slices.
Yeah.
So I used to be a my trajectory into hardcore is stupid, man. My friend Jacob got me into Green Day because they have a song where they say the F word. They have many songs where they say the F word.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. Life, like there's music like this where you can say the F word. Okay, yeah. I'm down. And from Green Day, I had friends that I didn't like that hated metal and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I wanted to kind of rebel against my own friend group.
Oh,
so okay. I went as far deep into metal as I could possibly go.
Yeah.
And I got into like porno grind it like that. So I'm like
XXX Maniac and stuff.
My favorite grind band in eighth grade was Sick Folk. S-I-K-F.
I was Sick Folk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very extreme for that young.
Yeah. I was like an eighth grader listening to Sick
Folk. It reminds me when I was like in sixth grade listening to Brother Lynch Hung, dude. That's
yeah. really dark-ish.
Yeah.
I remember like having it and putting it on in the car for my mom and being like, you can handle this. The vocals are like, they're like low. They're not like, he's not like screaming at you. Like this is chill.
Yeah. Like in Ball Torture.
Yeah. Good Ball Torture was huge for me.
Band or the act?
Both.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know about like moshing and stuff, but I did see a documentary called Crumping versus Breaking that was like crumpers versus breakdancers.
Yes.
And so I was recreating crump moves in my backyard, having never been to a show, listening to Ball Torture and Sick, being like, this seems like the right thing to do to this music. And then
please tell me you had a YouTube account.
Yes, I do. I'll there's a video.
Okay.
It's horrible. It's really rough.
All right.
Me and my friends would then take the bus to El Corazon before we knew how to use the internet and check like show calendars and stuff. We would just take the bus to El Corazon, hoping that there'd be a show going on there, which usually there wasn't, you know, sometimes there was, sometimes there'd be a hardcore band playing or a metal band playing or something. If there wasn't a show going on at El Corazon, we'd walk the like 4 or 5 miles or whatever it is all the way down to Studio 7 to see if there was a show going on down there.
You must have caught some weird gigs and just on a random day at Studio 7.
Yeah.
Because there were some good shows, but the majority of them were not.
No, yeah, there were some really rough ones. I remember seeing Drawn and Quartered there once and being pretty excited about
Sick
it.
Band.
Yeah. That was the like best success out of those like journeys. But then eventually like found Terror through MySpace or something, you know, in that era, and was like, okay, this is actually what I'm interested in. These people are doing what I want to be doing.
Yeah. Nice. All right. And then it from there, it was the journey into hardcore. And then, you know, you're touring the world with Odd Man Out. And what other real quick, let's go around the room, the Zoom room. What other bands have you played in? So, Casey, what other bands have you played in?
Over the notable ones, I guess I used to sing in a band called Red Scare. Then that broke up. I sang in a band called Instant Death. I currently play bass in a band called Odd Man Out, which, yeah, like you said, we've done quite a bit of international touring. Hooray.
Yeah.
And Joey and I play in a band called Lower Species, whether that's still a band or not. And we also play in a band called Crawl Space.
Killer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Max, what about you?
Well, Mateo kind of said it earlier, but I had a very short-lived band called Rat Race. Played like two shows. And then I played in this band called Trapped by Lies with them. But right now, really all I have is Apex Predator.
Killer.
I might do some other stuff later, but for right now, it's just Apex Predator.
And Mateo, same with you, Rat Race?
Yeah, I played in Rat Race with Max. It was super short-lived. Like, I only played one show with them. Trapped by Lies, you played a handful of shows. The other bands I've played in have, like, been this other band called Far Removed. And it's just kind of, like, shoegazy, like Deftones ripoff-ish. Mm-hmm. But the only like notable band pretty much is just this band. And like Apex Predator is like the band I have the most fun playing because just dope as fuck. I'll play that type of live. So yeah, that's all I played in.
Awesome. Kevin, what about you? Have you played in any bands before this?
Yeah, a lot. Most recently out of Houston, I played in a band called United Races and Private Eye. Currently play in a band called Prim out of Houston, another band Warn out of Pennsylvania, Prospect out of New Jersey, and then Apex Predator here.
Wow. Doing a lot, man. And Joey, what about you? I know Gag, obviously, but and Lower Species.
Yeah, I'm in Gag. I'm in Lower Species. I'm in Apex. I'm in Crawl Space. I'm in Sunspots. I'm in Solvent. Is that all of them? I feel like I'm missing a couple. I feel like, yeah, I mean, I couldn't have possibly named all of them. I'm like that.
We're constantly starting bands. There's got to be a couple that both of us have forgotten.
Yeah, there's straight up two other bands that are in the works right now that Casey and I are working on. So, I mean, the hustle never stops. I'll never stop.
So the vibe I'm getting from Casey and Joey, you guys do a podcast together, you do a Patreon podcast together, you do these bands together. It seems like you guys are kind of creative partners in the sense that you'll probably just come up with an idea. Hey, let's start a new band with this. Is that right?
More or less. I mean, we just kind of like the yin to the yang situation. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like we have the shorthand. We like, we are very, we're good communicators with each other. So we don't have to like have any issues with that. So if like something that he like, if music he's writing, I think sucks, I'll tell him and vice versa. And it's chill. But really it is like with Apex, he's like, hey, I have these songs. You want to help me do it? I was like, yeah. And then with like this, new Lower Species stuff, I mean, he was just around, so he would help me jam stuff. And I don't know, everything just kind of fell into place for us.
Yeah. I'm over at Joey's house, like, Joey and Kevin live together too, but I'm over at their place like probably like more than I'm at my house these days. Yeah. I'm over at their place probably like 3 to 4 days a week. Whether that's if that's for podcast stuff or if that's for band stuff, we're just constantly working on fish.
Nice. Right on. Well, we're going to hear a little bit of the product. We're going to go into a song here and we're going to go into, Respect is Earned. Who wants to intro this one? Casey, you want to give me a little Respect is Earned intro?
Yeah, this song's about how you can't just expect people to respect you. You gotta work for it. I'm a very strong-willed person.
All right, let's go in. It's Respect is Earned here by Apex Predator on Life on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Respect is not given. Respect is earned. Respect is not given. Respect. Respect is earned.
most respect is earned. Apex Predator is the band. We're talking with the band here. We got five members all throughout to the Northwest now. And they got the Apex Predator demo you can pick up. Do you guys have any gigs coming up?
Yeah.
We have two.
Cool. Yeah. We have one that's an Ask a Punk kind of deal. Mm-hmm. You can ask Pedro where it is. If you know who Pedro is, you'll know how to get in touch with him.
Would people, if people wanted to find out where it is, would it be cool to, if they followed your social media?
Yeah, yeah. You can okay. You can hit me up at Casey Movie Good, or you can hit Joey.
Just
up.
Follow the Instagram that we have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's an Apex Predator Instagram. You can hit us up at Apex Predator NWHC.
Cool.
And we'll tell you where to go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's both shows?
One yeah. on February 12th in North Seattle, and there's one on February 19th in Tacoma.
Cool. Sounds good.
That's so, some pig place.
What was that? At the Plaid Pig?
That Plaid Pig, yeah.
Yeah, shout out my friend the Tristan. Runs place. The yeah. Pig. Hey, that's right. It's real close to Real Art, so you'll know okay. where to go. So
yeah, we'll be close.
Nice. So, okay. So even if it's, you know, embarrassing, I want to know what the first CD or tape or vinyl you ever bought for yourself with your own money. Full disclosure, yeah. My first one was No Doubt Tragic Kingdom. So, you know, I'm not.
Oh, that's somebody. Solid though. That's actually kind of bomb.
That's yeah, a good cool. record. So, okay. Let's start with you, Mateo. What's the first CD or piece of music you purchased with your own money?
My own money?
Yep.
I had to be like my own money.
We lost him.
He's chunking.
Damn. I think the first album I bought with my own money might have been like, damn, I don't remember. I think it might have been a Green Day album.
Cool. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Green Day. All right, Kevin, what about you, man? What was the first CD or vinyl or whatever physical form of music you purchased?
Yeah, I mean, it was the early 2000s. It was a cassette, and it was actually Green Day. It was Warning.
Nice.
That record.
I saw for that record release show, they played an MTV filmed show at the Auburn Drive-In Movie Theater.
Whoa.
And I went to it. They were 107.7 The End was giving away free tickets to it if you just drive there. So I drove there with my friend. That was the first time I ever saw boobs in person. Was that Green Day?
A perfect day.
Yes, respect. Exactly. Joey, what about you, man? What was your first like CD or your tape or vinyl?
Weirdly enough, I remember all three of those things. So
okay.
First cassette I ever bought with my own money was the Godzilla soundtrack that had a Green Day song in it, Brain Stew. Yeah. And it had, what's that, that P. Diddy song that has the
Zeppelin?
Yeah, the Zeppelin track in it. I think it's
With Me.
Yeah, that song, hard track. I had, that was my first cassette. My first record I ever bought was, it was a I think it was the Bad Brain self-titled, but also it could have been SSD Get It Away, because those are like at the time there's like this record shop in Olympia, and I went in and the guy who sang in Sex Vid was like, hey, you gotta buy one of these records is good. And so I bought one and then came back the next day and got the other one because I liked the other one so much. And then the first CD I ever copped was, I think it was a Bare Naked Lady CD. And I mostly got it because my mom really, really liked that CD. And so we listened to that in the car for straight up years until we got into a car accident and it got destroyed.
Oh, no. My mom used to listen to Kent and Allen in the morning on Star 101.5. And we would always hear Bare Naked Ladies and like Chumbawamba and Savage Garden. So I'm very familiar.
I remember
also, shout out to Sexvid. The guitarist works at a record store right down the street from me. Daybreak.
Yeah, Daybreak. Incredible record store. Best record store in Seattle by a long shot.
I agree. Great stuff. Max, what about you, man? First piece of music you purchased on your own.
First record I ever bought was the first Suicidal Tendencies record.
Wow, mind blown.
This guy's blue colored vinyl.
Well, that's you had a step up on us. Your parents were into cool, so that's not fair.
Yeah, my dad saw Suicidal like don't even know how many times. He always rubs it in my face.
That's so sick. That's awesome. Casey, what about you, man? Was it like an anime soundtrack or something?
Dude, I wish. Actually, the first CD I remember like being given by a friend was the Final Fantasy X soundtrack. So you're pretty
yeah.
You're pretty on the nose. But the first CD I bought with my money, much like Mateo and Kevin, and kind of Joey, was Green Day American Idiot. I bought it at Borders, and it was the day of my friend Trung's birthday, and I remember taking my disc man to his birthday party and sitting in the corner and just listening to American Idiot, not talking to anybody. And then he drowned in the swimming pool later that day. He was fine. He was okay. Resuscitated.
All right. All right. That was like, I just picture a little Casey, like just like in the corner, wake me up when September ends.
Just yeah. I thought it was
hardened. He was hardened by punk that day. So when his friend died, yeah. He was like, I don't even care, dude.
Yeah. I was like, people die every day. You know, you can't bake bread without a little bit of love.
Another lightning round here. What's your favorite Northwest band of all time? Doesn't have to be hardcore. It could be anything. And whether it's Mateo, are you like driving right now?
No, I'm chilling in my car.
It's okay.
Cold outside.
I thought you were like driving with like your girlfriend and she has to like forced to like listen to your podcast interview.
No, I'm just chilling in my car right now.
Okay, cool. just double checking. Okay. So yeah, what's your favorite Northwest band of all time, whether it be a long gone band or a current band? Kevin, let's start with you, man.
I'll go with the underground. I'll say Brotherhood, probably.
Yeah. R.I.P. Ron.
Yeah.
All right, nice. Max, what about you, man?
Probably Pitbull.
Damn, that's what's up.
Rest in peace also.
Oh, I don't know Pitbull. I know the hip-hop artist Pitbull, but I don't know the hardcore band Pitbull. But right on. Joey, what about you? Favorite Northwest band?
Okay, this is extremely hard for me because man, there's so many good bands and so many genres. So I might have to do a couple real quick.
Sure.
I think Cold Sweat is straight up maybe the greatest hardcore band of all time for me.
Yeah.
And just like that's hard punk in the best way. And then contemporarily, I love Odd Man Out, and I'm part of the Odd Man Out dance team. So nice. Like Odd Man Out's playing, I will be there and I will spin kick your ass. And then Brotherhood, because I mean, I take so much from them musically. Yeah. I have stolen so much from them, straight up god tier hardcore band.
You know, I only got to see Cold Sweat one time, and I didn't know what to expect. So I kind of like, I kicked myself because I should have known. It was with the band called Knife Fight and Sidetracked. That was the old Vera Project. And I was just like, oh, I just wanted to go to a hardcore show. So I went upstairs. It was the old Vera Project, and the singer was so fucking intense. And I just thought it was so cool. It was a black dude who did straight edge X's on his hands with white marker. I thought that was the coolest I'd ever seen it. It was so hard.
Yeah. There's a legendary photo of that show where he's like X'd up and has the baseball bat and just like a picture of his back, and he's ripped. Like he's a big guy. He's a stocky man. I would be scared that he'd beat my ass. And in fact, he has punched me before and it hurt a lot.
But shout out to them, Cold Sweat, Northwest.
Yeah, legends. Deacon, Cold Sweat, absolute legends.
Awesome. And all right, Mateo, what about you? Northwest, favorite Northwest band?
Definitely probably Odd Man Out. Ingrown's hella sick too. Yeah. Oh. And then that's like, I don't know, I don't really listen to too much like Northwest. End of Days. End of Days is super sick. They're like a newer band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Haven't listened to any of the older stuff, but that's what I've with mostly.
Cool. Right on. And Casey, what about you, man?
I got to say Brotherhood as well. Yeah. With a more personal touch to also Gag, which is like, I firmly believe the, like one of the most important bands in hardcore right now, making the most waves. And then of course, Schoolyard Heroes.
Shout out to Jonah from Schoolyard Heroes, man.
Yeah.
He runs a really cool bar up on Capitol Hill.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice they guy. Made a big impact on me as a middle schooler too. It was like Porno Grind and Schoolyard Heroes.
Whoa, the two extremes, right?
I was a big MXPX guy when I was
little. Oh, nice.
So, yeah. All right, so we got to hear about this podcast. You guys have stickers that say my dad's dick is huge. So I got to know about this podcast. I listened to a few episodes. Obviously, I'm very familiar with it, but we got to shout it out on this episode so people can get into the sense of humor you guys have perfected on your own show. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it, Casey and Joey?
All right. The podcast is called Every Movie is Good. Basically, we'll watch any movie. It gets a 10 out of 10 rating no matter what. I'd say that in our more recent episodes, we do about like maybe 5 or 6 minutes of talking about each movie in an hour long episode. Does that sound about right, Joey?
I would say it depends on how much we liked the movie
or
how much we hated the movie. If we really didn't like it, it could be 30 minutes on a movie, or if we really like it, it could be 40 minutes on a movie. But there is always at least a half hour of us like doing some bit beforehand. So like, what's a recent movie we've done that we did a bit for?
We just did Inglourious Basterds on our Patreon, and we spent 40 minutes coming up with code names for each other and spy missions to do.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. We like find something in the movie and then we kind of just build it, something around it. And then we just kind of, we don't really write jokes or anything. We just go off the cuff. So, I mean, if you like a comedy podcast and you like movies, check out Every Movie is Good. We have some guests coming up soon and we have a whole lot of cool stuff planned for the new year. So it's the best time ever to get into Every Movie is Good.
Yeah. If you like poop and boob jokes, then that's the spot for you too. That's kind of our specialty, is a lot of dick,
poop jokes for jokes. Sure. Penis jokes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say if you're listening now and you're familiar with like Tim and Eric and the On Cinema like universe, then definitely check out Every Movie.
That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. And that's really sweet.
Absolutely. Shout out to those guys. Okay. So, is there any bands you guys want to shout out? Any current hardcore bands you guys want to shout out that you think should get some recognition while you're on KISW?
Yeah. Shout out By All Means. Shout out End of Days. Shout out Never Ending Game.
Yeah, I actually really want to put a spotlight on By All Means. They're like the hardest working band in the Northwest. Like they have recorded so much ish. Like it's crazy how hard they work and put how much effort they put in their band. So go check out By All Means if you haven't.
Yeah, while we're shouting them out too, we got to put a little pressure on them to go on tour as soon as they can.
Yeah.
Go on tour.
I had them on the show, and they also are now a Federal Way band. I said. They said that they were going to make t-shirts that said support Federal Way Deathcore.
So. That's really accurate for them.
So anyways, so End of Days and who else?
Odd Man.
Sorry, By All Means. My bad. You said
By All Means, End of Days. Yes.
Odd Man. You guys should put love on Odd Man out too. You guys should tour America. It would be really beneficial for you guys. And also, people are mad about that. And so. Just do it. And End of Days, we beat Landon's ass during End of Days. That's
jump in.
Nice.
You guys, anybody else want to shout them out? Max?
Yeah. C4 out of Boston and Never Again out of New Jersey. Cool. Scourge out of Houston.
Yeah.
Scourge is playing with Viper apparently in LA soon. So
how did that happen? So Viper, y'all cowards don't even smoke crack, like the viral sensation. So he's playing.
I don't know how it happened, but it makes sense. It's literally the only correct trajectory that should happen for Scourge or Viper. So
you know what happened? What happened was they met smoking crack.
There you go.
It makes sense. I mean, there wasn't another option. They just both in the same trap house. Like, damn, that's Viper. Damn, that's Scourge.
Truly, you can't bake bread without a little bit of love, and I think that's what it all comes down to, honestly.
Good times. All right. So, we're going to go into another song. You guys did the shout outs. You guys, you know, talked about the podcast. We talked about the band, but Casey, I feel like your future is in being a cheesy radio announcer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm going to mute myself and you're going to do the introduction. You're going to be the cheesiest FM radio DJ possible. you're going to intro Strength of Determination. Okay. I'm going to shut up now.
Hola, bicholas. Welcome to KASW. Thank you for listening to Loud and Local. This is Apex Predator's Strength of Determination with lyrics written by Casey Shaw.
It's Loud and Local. Stay home sessions.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.